John.
Good afternoon, this is your RTL Today News at 2 o'clock. I'm John Baker. Luxembourg's shared electronic health records are to be simplified and can now be accessed directly via myguichet.lu. Citizens can now activate their e-santé accounts and access their personal health records directly without having to wait for a code via mail. The only tools needed are a Lux Trust verification method and a private space on myguichet.lu. Of course, access via e-santé.lu or the MyDSP app continue to be viable alternatives. The fixed cameras installed on the A3 have officially entered their testing phase today, making the next step in Luxembourg's rollout of its first ever carpool lane. Only vehicles carrying at least two occupants are permitted to use the carpool lane on the left-hand side of this stretch of the A3. The aim is to encourage car sharing, improve traffic flow, and support a smoother transition toward the fully expanded motorway. But during the test phase, motorists who use the carpool lane incorrectly will not receive fines or warnings. Michel Volta, who currently sits in Parliament as a member of the Christian Social People's Party, has been Kerzing's mayor since 2010, but will step down on April the 15th of next year. Volta will be succeeded by his wife Nadine Braconnier, who was municipal secretary in Mondekange and president of the Finance Commission in Kerzing. In international news, South Africa, Eswatini and Zambia have today begun administering a groundbreaking new HIV prevention injection in the drug's first public rollouts in Africa, which has the world's highest HIV burden. Lenacapavir, taken twice a year, has been shown to reduce the risk of HIV transmission by more than 99.9%, making it functionally akin to a powerful vaccine. Some 600 experts are working on the next major UN climate report as the international consensus on global warming is challenged by US President Donald Trump, who deems the science a hoax. French Ecological Transition Minister Monique Barbou, whose country is hosting the five-day meeting in a Paris suburb, told the scientists their extremely precious work is crucial as multilateralism has weakened. In sports, Max Verstappen has won a dramatic Qatar Grand Prix yesterday thanks to a significant McLaren strategy error when they decided not to pit while a safety car was out on the track. The mistake handed Verstappen the win and he moved 12 points behind Lando Norris, heading to Abu Dhabi next weekend for the final race of the season, with the other McLaren driver, Oscar Piastri, a further 4 points behind. And finally, Nicola Petriangli, a two-time winner of the French Open, has died at the age of 92. Italian tennis is mourning an icon. Nicola Petriangli, the only Italian inducted into the World Tennis Hall of Fame, has died, said the FITP. For more on these stories and for all your news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
Now that the fog has lifted, it's turned into quite a nice sunny day, here at the RTL Towers at least. The day will continue to have substantial cloud cover with sunny spells, and it is cold, currently around 2 degrees, but with the wind chill, feeling cooler, and we should see a high of 4 to 6 degrees later in the afternoon.